Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
And I just want to share with you just a couple of quick thoughts, and then we're going to invite you to come right back on up here. Hey, you know what? We may be here at 5 o'clock today. Who knows? Hey, whatever the Lord wants, that's what we want. And I want to just talk to you real briefly and about making praise great again. Making praise great again. We want to see our nation great again. I'm all for that. But I'm also for seeing the church great again. And that starts when praise is great again. How many of you got a reason to praise the Lord this morning? You got a reason. Hey, listen, you woke up this morning, like our sister said, you have a reason to praise the Lord. One of the greatest blessings that happened to me last weekend was, and there was a lot of different things happening last weekend, but one of the greatest blessings for me was to be a part of the men's conference that was going on at Falcon last weekend called the Band of Brothers. Some of you men were there. There was a room packed full of men. And one of the greatest blessings I experienced in that conference was hearing the men sing praises to the Lord. It's good to be in church, but when you got a room full of men, and by the way, there is some men hungry for God in this church. There is some men in our conference that are hungry for the Lord. And to be in that room and to hear the roar, and there's a picture here of all the men in that room, and to hear the roar with the hands lifted and these men singing a song, singing praises to the Lord with their mouth, was one of the most powerful things I encountered that weekend. These men had a song inside of them. Reminds me of a story I recently read in a book about these missionaries. I'm talking about making praise great again. These missionaries who spent 25 years translating the Bible in the language of the Cho Indians. The Cho Indians are part of the Mayan Indians in the southeastern part of Mexico, and these missionaries spent 25 years translating the New Testament into their Cho language. And today, that Cho church there, which is growing, is over 12,000 followers of Jesus Christ and still growing day by day. Praise the Lord for that. But what is so amazing, this story I read about the Cho Indians, what is so amazing, listen to this, when they heard the gospel, when they heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of Christ entered into their life, the Cho Indians became known to the people around them with a nickname called the Singers. They began singing. They had a song to sing. Now that they were saved, they had a reason to sing. And they loved singing. There's a picture there of some of the Cho Indians. I don't know if it was up, but this group, they were known as the Singers because they had a reason to sing. And I want to ask you this morning, how did they end up with a song to sing? How did they end up with the nickname, the Singers? Well, I'll tell you, it's the same way that those men in that conference ended up with a song. It's the same way that each one of these people and you gathered here today have a song to sing. And that song comes from the Lord. That song comes from the Lord. Listen to me. The moment that the gospel of Jesus Christ enters into your life and you repent of your sins and you receive it, the moment that you are saved from your sins, the moment by faith that the blood of Jesus has washed your sins away, the moment that you're called out of darkness and into His light, the Lord puts the song inside of you and you become a singer, you become a worshiper, you become a praiser. Song that we receive. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit. Is there anybody thankful this morning that the Lord can lift you out of some things? Come on. He can lift you out and put your feet on solid ground. He lifted me out, David said. The Lord lifted me out of the slimy pit. He lifted me out of the mud and the mire. And he set my feet on a rock. Rock, that rock is Jesus. And he gave me a firm place to stand. And listen to this. Don't miss this. And he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. And many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. In other words, your praise can touch the people around you. Your praise can impact the people around you. I want you to notice this with me, please, that when you are pulled out of the life of sin, when you're pulled out of that life of darkness, and God rescues you and redeems you and saves your soul, what happens is he puts a song in your mouth. God puts praise in your mouth. God puts praise in my mouth. And what kind of praise is it? It's not praise to a preacher. It's not praise to a church. It's not praise to a denomination. He says it's the praise to our God. Because God is the one that has saved me, and God is the one that has delivered me. And that was what David said. He says, the Lord has lifted me out of a pit. He's lifted me out of the mud and mire. He's put my feet on solid ground. And I couldn't help but sing to the Lord and give praise to the Lord. And I would say to the church and all of us today, come on, think about what the Lord has done in your life. He's pulled you out of the pit of sin. He's pulled you out of darkness. He's rescued you. He's redeemed you. He set you free. You're walking in the goodness of God. Come on, you need to open your mouth and say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you're going to make praise great again, you got to open your mouth and praise the Lord. And God forbid we be a church, as it's mentioned in Revelation, that has a reputation of being alive, but it's really dead. Dead in praise. I mean, right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. Now, we're going to be a church that has that's alive, a church with a song, a church with praise. Thinking about how good God has been to us. Some of you need to think back. Some of you got some spiritual amnesia, and you need to think back where God's brought you from and what he's done in your life, how good he's been to you. Think about the difficulties you have walked through, the depression you have walked through, the things that you have faced, the people that have kicked at you and spit at you and fought against you, but the Lord has made a way for you. I mean, come on, look around. We're a room full of messed up people, but we're only here by the grace of God. Come on, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to praise him. Well, we need to be dignified. No, we don't. No, we don't. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to open my mouth and praise him. We'll get loud at a ball game, get loud at a car race, get loud at a recital. Come on, I'm going to get loud for Jesus. Amen. He's alive, brother, and he is working. And I want you to think about this, because this is what the Bible teaches us, that there is coming a day. There is coming a day where we won't have another preaching service and we won't have another prayer service. And that day is going to come when we enter into eternity. And when we enter into eternity, there's going to be something that we do now that we'll do then. And that will be praise. It will be praise. Say praise. Praise. There won't be no need for preaching. There won't be no need for praying. But when we get on the other side, we're still going to be praising the Lord. I love what one Bible scholar said. One Bible scholar said that when we get to heaven, we're going to join a service that's already in progress. And it's not a preaching service, and it's not a prayer service. It's a praise service. And guess what? That praise service, it's nonstop. It's nonstop. Revelation 4:8 says this right here. Day and night. I love that song we sing too. Day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night, we are going to praise the Lord. In fact, it says day and night, they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and the one to come. Hallelujah. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to praise the Lord forever and forever. And we praise the Lord for who he is, and we praise the Lord for what he's done. Our praise should be a praise that comes from our heart and it comes out from our mouth. A vocal praise. David said, the Lord put a new song in my mouth. Why don't you look to your neighbor and say, mouth? Not big mouth, just mouth. Mouth. David said, I praise the Lord with my mouth. You can't praise the Lord with a closed mouth. You praise the Lord with an open mouth. Open your mouth and sing praises to the Lord. Open your mouth and use your lips to praise the Lord. Praise is not silently watching people on the platform lead us. Come on. No, praise is you using your mouth to praise the Lord. I can't praise the Lord for you, and you can't praise the Lord for me. God's put a new song in you. God's put a new song in me. You have to sing your song. I need to sing my song. You must praise the Lord. And when you think about the goodness of God, and you think about Jesus and what he did for us on the cross, and when you look, hey, listen, when you can just look at your family and look what God has done, and has it been easy? No. Have you had to walk a hard road? Many times. But God, he's been right there. He's been faithful. He's been good. He's made a way through those things that seemed impossible. I'm going to praise him with my mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's been my helper. He's been my healer. He's been my protector. He's been my provider. You know what? He's brought me and delivered me out of drugs and out of alcohol. He's restored things back in my life. You know what? I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to thank him for what he's done in my life. I'm not going to just sit silently by and watch people on a platform, and that's not all praise and worship anyway. Praise and worship needs to be every day, all day, at all times. I'm going to open my mouth and praise the Lord outside of the church, at home, at work. God help us. And the only way we can make praise great again is to know who the source of praise is. And David tells us who the source of praise is in Psalm 22. David says, my praise shall be you, be of you in the great assembly. Who's the you? The you is the Lord. The you is the Lord. And listen, the truth is that we live in a culture today and people know how to praise, they know how to worship all kinds of things. But the problem with the world is they know how to worship, they just don't know who to worship. But the church is, we know who to worship because we know who the who is, the you and the who is the Lord. And I believe that part of praise has been lost because we've placed the you with other things. Some of you have replaced the you with other things in your life. You got to make sure you keep Jesus as the source of praise. God help us today to know that the you is the Lord, and we can't replace that with anything else. You can't replace it. Listen, when you come into the presence of the Lord, the one who has saved you from your sins, that sets you free, there's no way that you can get into the presence of the Lord like we've been doing this morning and be silent. I mean, just something wants to bubble up in you, and all you can do is just say, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you. You know what the Bible says about people who are not willing to praise the Lord? The Bible says that if you are a person that has no praise, there's a characteristic, that's actually a characteristic of those that are foolish and who are still walking in darkness. Listen to what Paul said in verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him, they neither praised him as God, and they didn't even give him thanks, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. That's one side of somebody who doesn't praise. But on the flip side of that, when you know the Lord, when you have experienced the Lord, when you've had an encounter with the Lord, and you know you've been born again, and your sins are washed under the blood of Jesus Christ, and you are a new creature in Christ, when you know that, friend, listen, you can't praise Jesus enough. So one Sunday service isn't enough. Sunday morning isn't enough. You want to praise him at all times. I thank God he saved me. He rescued me. He changed my life. Because I know who the who is. His name is Jesus. And my praise is not dependent on me. My praise is not dependent upon my music preferences. My praise is not dependent upon my feelings. My circumstances don't determine my praise. I've said this before, and I'll say it again to you today. I don't need a great day, and I don't need a great song to praise the Lord. All I need is a great God, and my God is great. Amen. He's great. And I'll just be honest with you. The last couple of days hadn't felt that great. It's been a sacrifice to praise, but I don't need to have a great day, and I don't need to have a great song. I know one thing. I serve a great God, and I'm going to give him all the praise, and I'm going to give him all the glory. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 48:1, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. If God is great, and there's no if, he is great, then our praise must be great. If God is great, our praise must be great. Some of you owe God some praise. Our praise needs to match who God is. God's greatness determines my praise, not my past, not my personality, not my preferences. If the Bible tells me to praise the Lord and sing praises to the Lord, then I need to praise the Lord. It's not a Pentecostal holiness thing. It's the Bible thing. The Bible says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And when you get the source fixed, when you get your eyes and heart focused on the source, who is Jesus, then your praise will be great again. And we can praise Jesus because he never changes. He never changes. Listen, your life will change. Your seasons are going to change. Friendships are going to change. Situations are going to change. But one thing remains. God will always be the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if you want to get into a praise time, just look back in your past, in yesterday, and praise him for how good he's been. I didn't know how I'd get through it. Maybe you can say the same thing. I don't know how I got through the past. I don't know how God brought me through. But when I look back, all I can see is God has been faithful to me. God has brought me through. I'm here today because of God. Well, you want to praise the Lord? Praise him for right now. He brought me into this service today. I'm in my right mind. I got clothes on me. I got a bunch of people here on fire for God. I got a gift from God today, and God has given me life. I'm going to praise him. And if that ain't enough, you look out to forevermore, which is the future, and you can say, Lord, you've been good then. You've been good now. And when I look ahead, all I can see is your faithfulness. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I know you hold it. And I'm going to be all right. So I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Because he never changes. And he deserves our praise. Praise will keep you from complaining. Lord, help us. We can praise the Lord in the good and the bad and the ugly. Because the Bible says when we praise the Lord, he inhabits the praises of his people. You know what that word there, inhabit, means in Psalm 22:3, it actually means to sit down. It means to recline. It means to relax. You know what the Lord is saying? That when you begin to sing with your mouth praises to him, the Bible says he actually comes down and he sits down and he reclines and he listens. Think about that. Think about what we've been doing this morning in our time of praise and how we've been lifting up those praises, knowing that God has come down, sat down, reclined with us, and he is listening. When our praise goes up, when our life is coming down, that's a special kind of praise that Jesus takes notice of. When you praise the Lord through the storms of your life, through the battles of your life, Jesus takes notice and he comes close to you and he comes near you and he begins to work. Hear me, please. There is something powerful when praise goes up, when your life is coming down. I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've seen people send praise up when their life is coming down with cancer and their hands still lifted and raised, praising the Lord, even though they've been walking through chemo and radiation treatments. I've seen people send praises up when their life was coming down, when they have a loved one in their family that is destroyed by addictions, and they still have their hands praising the Lord that God is faithful. I've seen people that have been attacked. They've walked through grief. They've walked through pain. And because of what they're walking through, they had every reason to give up and quit. But they're out there, and they're still sending praise up to the Lord. There's something special. There's something special. God takes notice of that kind of praise. When our praise goes up, when our life comes down, Jesus comes and begins to work. Friend, he begins to work. When you praise him, he begins to work. And when we praise him, we're declaring that he's awesome and he's able to do all things. He's able to do all things. Pastor Kevin, if you guys want to come and get ready. Thank you, brother. Get the source right. Get the source right and your praise will be great again. Get the source right and your praise will be great again. And the last thing I want to tell you is that we need to remember the sword of praise. Don't lose me here. Praise is a sword that we can fight with. Listen to what Psalm 149:6 says. Write this scripture down. Keep it. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. You know what the psalmist is saying? The psalmist is saying that praise in your mouth is a weapon in your hand. Praise in your mouth is a weapon in your hand. Some of you need to get your weapon back going. Come on, you got to get that weapon going, that praise weapon. The praise in your mouth is a weapon in your hand. I heard someone say this is the purpose of praise. God be glorified, the church be fortified, and the devil be horrified. Hey, praise is a weapon, and the devil knows it. The devil knows it. He knows that our praise is a weapon. That's why the devil does everything he can to keep your mouth shut and giving praise to God. He'll do everything he can to give you, to stop you from praising the Lord. He knows the power of praise. The devil will tell you to tone it down. You need to tone it down. They're looking at you. You look like a fool singing to the Lord. The person you invited to church is right beside you. Your best friend's right beside you. The devil will tell you, just tone it down. Tone it down. Just keep it down. They're watching on the live stream today. Different nations are tuned in. Turn it down. Turn it down. We don't want them to think we're crazy. I say, you know what? Let's turn it up for Jesus. Let's turn it up for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship and praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil knows the power of praise. And David knew the power of praise. He said, I'll praise the Lord at all times. He said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You ever heard the saying, there's two times to praise the Lord. There's two times when you're supposed to praise the Lord. When you feel like it and when you don't. I don't know what category you fall in today, but it don't matter. It's no excuse. You just praise the Lord.
That's it. Thank you, Lord.
And sometimes it's a sacrifice of praise. Some of you may have to make a sacrifice this morning and just, Lord, help me to make that praise unto you, God. You deserve it. No matter how I feel, you deserve the praise. You deserve the glory. You know, Paul and Silas, they knew the power of praise and how it was a weapon. They were there in prison, falsely accused, in prison, beaten. There Paul and Silas were. In that prison, in that time of darkness, and the Bible says that they were praying, and then they began to sing hymns to God. Singing hymns to God. And as they began to sing in that prison, when praise went up, when their life was going down, the Lord showed up. The Lord showed up. Hey, the Lord showed up, and there was an earthquake, and the foundations began to shake. The prison doors were open, chains come off, and I'm just telling somebody this morning, friend, you may be here, and you may need to send some praises up because your life's coming down, but one thing you can bank on, God's going to show up. God's going to show up. He can shake some things. He can open some doors. He can break chains. Come on, God is able to do that. I don't know what you're fighting this morning, but I can tell you this. Fight on. Keep fighting because, listen, I'm just here to tell you right now. I don't know any other way to say it, but when you say yes to Jesus, you have entered into a fight. And when you feel like you can't fight on, you need to just keep fighting on in praise. I'm not minimizing. Listen, there's a time when you take up the sword of the Word of God and you fight with the Word of God and you fight with prayer, but you look in the Scriptures and there's times when you can just stand still and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And when you begin to praise Him, God begins to... Victory comes.
Yeah.
And you need to keep praising the Lord. I don't know what you're facing. Praise Him for His grace. Praise Him for His mercy. Yes. Praise Him for His faithfulness. Praise Him for salvation. Glory. Praise Him for the cross. Praise Him that He defeated the grave. Praise Him that He's alive today. Praise Him that He's here with us right now. Praise Him that He's overcome all things. Praise Him who He is and for what He's done in your life. The praise in your mouth is a weapon in your hand. Fight with it. Fight with it. What are you fighting this morning? What are you facing this morning? Man, I know what some of you are walking through right now. I know what I've had to walk through. I know what many of you had to walk through. And God has just said this morning to all of us, you know what? Keep praising me. Praise me in the good, in the bad, and the ugly. Send up praises to me, the Lord says. Send up praises to me. And I will come down and I will sit with you and I will recline with you and I will listen to you. Thank you, Father. You send praises up to me when your life is going down and I will show up. And you'll experience the victory. You'll experience the breakthroughs that you need. Could be this morning that you're one praise away from your breakthrough, one praise away from your healing, one praise away from what you've been asking God for. I want you to stand with me, please, all over this place. And I'm about to ask all of you to do something here. And if you can and you're comfortable, I want you to obey the Lord. But we're going to sing. We're going to sing. I'm not asking you to come to the altar and pray. I'm not asking you to come to the altar and do anything but one thing, and that's sing. I want you to sing. I want you to sing. I want you to send a praise up to the Lord. I want you to send a praise up to the Lord. Send a praise up to the Lord. Even when your life feels like it's going down right now, send praise up to the Lord and just let the Lord bring the victory for you. So if you're here this morning and you're facing something, fighting something, even if you're not, I want you to do me a favor.